Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Lumify. Don't you just love when someone looks at you and says, "What were you up to last night?" Well, no matter how late you were up the night before, Lumify Redness Reliever Eye Drops can help your eyes look more refreshed and awake. Lumify dramatically reduces redness in just 1 minute to help your eyes look brighter and whiter for up to 8 hours. No wonder it has over 6,000 five-star reviews on Amazon. You won't believe your eyes. You know you can trust them, though, because they're made by the eye care experts at Bausch and Lomb, and they're backed by 6 clinical studies. Eye doctors trust them, too. They're the number one recommended redness reliever eye drop. The one and only Lumify is an amazing drop that will have people saying, "Something's different about you," in the best way possible. So check out LumifyEyes.com to learn more. That's LumifyEyes.com. Thank you so much, Lumify, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Hi everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week, we discuss Disney Pixar's new queer movie, Luca, sexy beasts on Netflix, my gaming night with Trixie Mattel, and Harry Styles getting attacked by Selma Hayek's owl. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble.
Baby, lock them doors and turn the lights down low.
Keep going. Do you know the next line?
Country boy, I love you.
It's country boy, shake it for me.
No, that's
shake
not it.
Shake it for me.
Is that really the next line of that song?
Country boy, shake it for me.
I don't think so.
Is this a country boy, shake it for me, Queens edition?
I'm in. Hyman.
Hyman.
Did you listen to Orville Peck?
No, you didn't. Then you asked me this a few years ago.
Yeah, no. I mean, like the Country Road remix a couple weeks ago that came out. I still haven't listened to it.
I haven't listened to it.
I'm trying to do the Country Road remix Queens edition.
Do you want to know the absolute GD truth about the Born This Way reimagined 10-year anniversary album inspired by the LGBTQ plus and allyship remix album?
Go on.
I haven't listened to a full song from that reimagined album.
I have definitely listened to the Kylie one.
Listen.
It's good. But I haven't listened to the rest of it. But I did order 2 Urban Outfitters exclusive shirts from the Born This Way 10-year anniversary. And they came and they're too big. And now we have to go to Urban and see if that can change the
smalls.
You could get it
cropped. Look, this is a crop.
Oh my God, Corey Cool in a crop top?
I had a reveal.
Now make it crop. And that's some trop. That's some Corey Cool.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Me. Yeah, no, so I haven't listened to a lick of that album. I was interested in the Kylie song, but I played a little bit of it and I thought, well, I'd rather listen to the Gaga version.
Well,
I made it halfway through the Ben Platt version and I think I will probably go back, but I got distracted and then I like paused it. And then my friend told me that the Highway Unicorn song was good, but I didn't listen to that. Am I a fake fan?
I don't know, but I think a lot of people are fake fans because I was on a stream last night. A stream within a stream with Trixie and this gamer named Avali. I don't know if you know Avali, but
I don't know either of the people you just named.
And Trixie Mattel.
Who? Ugh. Do I
anyway,
know her?
Anyway, they both haven't heard Chromatica.
Okay, what?
Wait, that's what I said. I said
no. That's their. They just want attention. That's not true. They just want attention.
Well,
that's
the attention is what they just got.
Listen, I went to High Tops last night. You've heard of it? It's a gay
and
bar
how
here in San
high
Francisco.
Were the tops?
And there weren't any tops there. Not that I found. But they played. They had their music playing as they do. It's a bar, and they had the whole Chromatica album interspliced through. It was so nice to be in a space. They played Replay. They didn't play Enigma, which pissed me the fuck off, but I literally heard like every other song.
Maybe you got there late.
I ran into one of the Mishy boys, who you may recall from when you lived here.
Shorty or Tolly?
Tolly.
Ooh.
And you know what he said? He said, the whole time he was like, I wanted to text you and Tyler and find out your favorites from Chromatica. I'm like, bitch, you have our number. Why didn't you?
That would have brought me joy.
I know. And then he goes, well, I just know you probably like the bad songs on the album, like Replay. Excuse me, what?
What is he, a Thousand Doves stan?
He said he loves Sour Candy and Plastic Doll. And I said, well, there we have it.
I can see him loving Sour Candy.
He literally goes, He said, well, I remember from when we were friends 10 years ago, you always had bad taste in Gaga songs. Don't you like Bad Kids?
Oh, Bad Kids is iconic.
Bad Kids is one of the best songs. He really read me for filth considering he got a bloody nose once when we were making out.
Well. Sour Candy, word on the streets, it's going to be a single. Because allegedly, Blackpink is in your area, is in Los Angeles right now. And so everyone's
thinking,
ooh, are they going to be doing like a little music video? It's possible.
It's just like that song still reminds me of like a Sour Patch Kids commercial where it's like, first it's sweet, then it's sour candy.
I keep seeing a meme of like somebody being like, my parents at 30,
yes,
and then me at 30,
posted
and it says,
that.
I'm sour candy. What does that mean? Does sour candy have anything other than that?
No, it's literally making fun of Gaga gays.
I
think I posted it on the Discord. I was like crying. I was laughing so hard.
Yeah,
when I
think
saw
you
it.
Did. I think you did. And I was like, I don't think Corey knows the reference it's referencing. I think he thinks it's about Lady Gaga.
It is. It's like just saying like my family, my parents, when they were in their 30s, bought a home and established generational wealth. Meanwhile, I'm at Pride looking like I'm on some kind of drug singing Sour Candy.
Well, I think,
the tea is piping hot.
We are living the dream our ancestors had for us, I think, especially our gay ancestors. What a Pride month. Have you celebrated much? Are you living it up?
Is that your transition, bitch?
Bitch. Yes, bitch.
Well, as you know,
I have to say, I have not celebrated once, and I feel very excluded from the Pride narrative this year. I was like out of town or sick or something for everything. And I'm seeing everyone's stories in New York and thinking, wow, they all get to have fun.
Baby, jump up on, get a flight right now. Come up. We have an extra ticket to an event tomorrow. You can sleep. You could sleep on the air mattress in the guest room.
What's the event tomorrow? Oh no, I don't think I can, and I'll tell you why later.
It's a Pride pool party, but there's no swimming allowed.
Wait, have I been to that Pride
pool party? Yes. Yeah, wait. Yeah, the first year I moved back up here, you came to it. We're going to that.
Well,
that was the first.
I wish I could.
That was the first time I met Yummer Time in real life.
There you have it.
Yeah, so that's what we're doing tomorrow. We're recording We're recording this episode a little earlier than we usually do so that I could take full advantage of my Pride weekend.
Yeah, I'm very jealous. I was supposed to be in Joshua Tree this weekend, but then I had a work thing last night, and then it would have been like cut the trip in half if we had to go today instead of yesterday. And so
sounds like a hate crime, truly.
Honestly.
In front of my salad.
So instead I played Fortnite and Undercooked with Trixie and Avalee.
Oh my God, you can play group Undercooked?
Hey, that would be kind of fun.
Well, you know, well,
I could set up a Undercooked.
You know
girls
that
night.
You know that I'm in, but you also know that my friends won't play Undercooked with me because I'm the head chef and I yell at everyone and tell them what to do, but you need that kind of energy in that game.
Yeah, well, I was trying to be head chef and nobody was eating what I was serving.
Oh, see, no, I like calling the shots. I watch a lot of Top Chef. I know how to expedite.
I love the word expedite. I think it really it does what it means to do that.
Right?
Word.
Yeah.
I'm expa right.
Do you think it's in your top 10 favorite words of all time?
No.
Are you the dumb friend of mine who loves vestibule?
Oh, I do love the word vestibule.
Is that you?
That's a great word.
Isn't there some movie with like Drew Barrymore, and she's all like, cellar door is the most pretty word in the whole world. Did you miss that one? Guess it was not a best Ben Scream one.
I don't think it was Scream one or Never Been Kissed. Perhaps it can was E.T.
Can you name, I knew you were going to say E.T., but can you name one more Drew Barrymore movie? One more Drew Barrymore movie.
Full Throttle.
Is she in that?
Or whatever it's called. Like
Full Throttle.
Charlie's Angels.
Oh, yeah. I was like, Full Throttle. What in the Fast and Furious 7 are you talking about?
Okay, let's unpack that. What is a throttle and how full does it have to be?
I don't know. I really don't know.
show me your throttle.
What's the budget? Well,
it depends.
We're here
on
to
if
let
it's
you know.
Not.
If you want to see my Full Throttle, head over to onlyfans.com/Full Throttle.
Ooh.
Full Throttle Pig Boy.
I like it when I'm full throttle. You don't? Fast and the Furious porn remake, Full Throttle?
Full Throttle.
I think so. Charlie's Cankles, Full Throttle? And it's like ankle porn, perhaps? Listen, I'm just spitballing here.
Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, which is Apartments.com. Apartments.com has more rental listings than anywhere else, so finding the perfect place is easier than ever, and so is finally moving in together. Just the two of you. It's a big step. Lots of new responsibilities, lots of adjustments. Most likely, they'll wake you up at odd hours to go to the bathroom, and you'll most definitely find yourself in trouble coming home late for dinner, and they might even unroll all your toilet paper next time. It's just what happens when you two find a new place together. But you're not doing it because you feel like it. No, you're doing it because you love them, because they're family. And that's why Apartments.com has more pet-friendly rental listings on the internet, so that you and your furry family can find the perfect new place together. Apartments.com, the place to find a pet-friendly place. Thank you so much, Apartments.com, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Discover. Are you tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Thank you so much, Discover, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip.
You know they have one of those ankle flesh lights, right? You know they have one that looks like an ankle and it's got like a full foot on the bottom of it. Have you not seen that? Should I post it in the Discord?
Yes, please.
Should I do it as a main post on the Patreon page?
I think so.
is there a way to blur it? Like when strangers send you pics on your Insta DMs and it's all you have to touch to unblur it. I think that's what our Patreon needs. Do you not get those? You must.
I think I know what you're talking about.
So you've never seen an ankle fleshlight?
Not in the flesh.
Honey, close your Full Throttle.
It's giving me, you know, you don't know, but like bones that you give your dog.
Not bones again. We're not talking about Pauly Perret. Talking about bones.
I just unleashed the bone for my new dog, or for a new bone for my dogs. And
okay,
it was like crusted with flavoring bits and things of that nature. Anyway, that's what I imagine the hard slice of the bone reminds me of an ankle if you were to cut the ankle. So I'm thinking that's probably what it would look like, the flesh.
Oh, it is. I thought about that a lot when I worked at my dad's butcher shop. as a butcher's boy. What was I going to say?
Probably nothing important.
Really wasn't. Bones, ankles.
It's just something about pride. Maybe.
Polyperet, bones. Oh, no. I was going to say, my TikTok recently has been a lot of like well-behaved dogs. I think my kink is watching people train their dogs on how to be like well-behaved. And I keep seeing...
you can just like enjoy that content without it being a kink. Do you really mean a kink? Are you hard as a rock?
No, I'm not.
No behaved dogs at Pride. Hey, are you into pup play?
I'm misbehaving.
Rough.
I like it rough. No, but I keep seeing these like, they're called snuffle mats. And it's like you hide, it's like, it looks like something your mom would make in her fucking craft room, but then you hide like dog food in it. And it just really like, the dogs spend a lot of time sniffing around and trying to get little treats out of these mats.
Yeah.
Do you have one for Crouton? You should get one.
No, but I put his food in like a...
Oh, puzzle game thing?
Kind of. It's like it's really unsightly. It does not go with the decor, but it's this bright pink. It's like a circular and it's
yeah,
got like,
yeah, yeah. Oh, honey.
Ridges and valleys and stuff. Cause he eats so fast.
Bitch, that is my TikTok algorithm. I don't know how I suddenly got into watching dogs stimulate their brains, but I guess I love good boys is the moral of the story. Do you not?
Speaking of good boys.
Did you see the Sexy Beasts trailer?
Sexy Beasts and Where to Find Them?
No. This was actually a pretty good transition. You didn't see the trailer for Netflix's new hit show, Sexy Beasts?
Oh, yes, I did. Okay, so
where people go full, it's like blind dates.
It's Masked Singer meets...
But blind dates.
Meets Love Is Blind.
It is. Oh, actually, no. You're right. That's good. The Masked Singer meets the next bus, and
is there a full bus of?
No. Well, I mean, but I couldn't really make it out from the trailer, but it appears that like one person who's dressed as like a dolphin or a werewolf or like I don't know anything really.
It's called Sexy Beasts.
Yeah.
There's no way that's called Sexy Beasts.
Yes, that's what it's called.
Oh, my God. No.
Netflix, it's coming out in July, I think it said. Anyways.
Just in time for Pride to be over.
It's full, like, no, what's that? Weren't you saying you were watching some, like, makeup FX show or something on Netflix? It's very, like, it's good. Good.
Do they show the transformations, or is it just, like, they show up and they're that ox?
In the trailer, it didn't show, but I'm sure they just suddenly they were being introduced to like a porpoise named like Haley, and she's looking for love in all the wrong places. So she's going on like three dates with three different other wild
porpoises.
Sexy beasts. No, I think they try to mix it up. It'd be a little boring to watch like four dolphins go on a date.
I don't know.
Do you want me to do my dolphin noise?
I do need it. Can you believe that's Corey Cool making that noise and not a sexy dolphin looking for love?
Well, once I went, Beta Breakers here in the city. Oh, were you here?
Of course.
Were you here the year I went as a sexy oil spill? Is that problematic?
It is definitely an outfit you could wear to a too soon party. You know?
Yeah, well, I think that's what had happened. I think it was a year when there had been an oil spill, and then we just went as a sexy oil spill, which I should probably apologize to, like, Mother Earth.
All the sexy dolphins.
And, like, all the ducks that are in those Dawn dish commercials getting washed off with Dawn soap because they've been in oil. You know?
You want to say an apology?
I would like to apologize now on behalf of the environment, the ecosystems.
Hey, I'm ready to cancel one sexy beast in particular.
Okay, go off, sis. Let's hear it.
You know how we had a murderous bird prediction?
That parrot still never fucking killed anyone to this day.
Well, I think we found our culprit.
Who? Psst.
Selma Hayek's pet owl.
Oh, wait. Hold on. Actually.
Threw up on Harry Styles' head.
Wait. I literally think.
Yeah.
I think, no, I was gonna say I did read that, but I didn't make it to my notes on my phone as one of the things I wanted to talk about today.
Oh, so but, it didn't make the cut.
No, but I did see it. But tell me more.
A parrot? That's it.
What was it?
An owl.
Selma Hayek has an owl. We're just supposed to accept that.
Celebrities are just like us.
They're just, do you have a pet owl?
Kind of, my tattoo.
I don't know. I remember I watched this scary alien movie that was set in like Alaska, and all owls were aliens is what they were saying. And it's like whenever some shady shit fucking was going down, there was like an owl nearby or an owl watching or an owl in a tree. And that's what I think of owls now.
That's cool.
Did you ever have... Also, I feel like I fucking had a science teacher in middle school that would just like bring in, like, aren't owls disgusting? Don't they like throw up? Like,
maybe humans are disgusting.
No, but don't like owls.
Who the fuck are we to be talking shit about animals being gross when we are the gross animals ourselves?
Don't owls like once a week just like throw up everything that's been in their stomach, and then it's like, and then they make a little nest, and it's like a key and like a bone. And like sticks.
Baby, you be pooping corn. The owl probably looks at you and is like, look at this fucking disgusting heathen.
True. I mean, that is what the owls are thinking.
They're not impressed. They see us fucking fleshlights made of ankles. They say, what are those monkeys?
That's why the owls are the aliens. Hmm. You heard it here first. So yeah, I guess. Does it even tell us what Selma Hayek's owl's name is?
I didn't read that far.
Wait. So the whole
Let me look.
Not you telling me that Selma Hayek's owl threw up on Harry Styles, and then me going on a rant about don't owls throw up. Apparently, they do. I just swear. In like sixth grade, my best friend's dad was a teacher at our school, and he like brought in this like, oh, here's owl vomit.
Its name is Kering. K-E-R-I-N-G.
Kering? How do you know it's not Kering?
Kering? Maybe. I don't know, and I don't care. It's a white-faced...
I don't care.
Why gotta be white-faced? The actress adopted the southern white-faced owl Kering 2 years ago, reports aceshowbiz.com. They really got the scoop.
Well, here's what you... Okay, here's the tea I found out. So this thing I've been talking about the whole time is called owl pellets. And owls have two stomachs. And,
pass on this topic.
and that's why owls throw up bones. You're the one who brought up bones.
I didn't bring up bones or Selma Hayek.
Does Polly Perrette have a pet owl?
She gives me iguana pet. Or like, you know, like a... Like some type of reptilian.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Hey. Speaking of Polly Perrette, did you hear?
What?
They're making a Polly Pocket TV show?
No.
Yeah.
I was just talking about Polly Pocket.
Lena Dunham produces Polly Pocket, the TV show, starring the girl from Emily in Paris.
I don't know about all of that. Hey, wait, we need...
Is that the headline you wanted
to
hear?
I didn't watch Girls. I didn't watch Emily from Paris, and I never had a Polly Pocket. So I have no access point to that topic.
Wow. Go off. So,
did you watch Luca?
No, because...
Oh, my God.
Me and my homosexual friends here in the city, we decided if we're going to go out and have fun for Pride, then maybe we should all take Monday off of work and be lazy on the couch and watch Luca and cry together.
Well, do you know who voices the character Luca?
I don't want to know any of it. Don't spoil any of this for me.
I'm sorry. It's applicable. It's important.
Oh,
it's something
Jacob
that needs
Tremblay,
to be said.
Jacob Tremblay. Jacob
ding,
Tremblay.
Ding, ding, ding.
I win. What is my prize, B?
Your prize is access to watch Luca this weekend on Monday or whatever.
Hey, do you have a credit card I can borrow? Isn't it like $30 to watch
it? No, but
it?
I have been logged. No, it's on Disney Plus, I think.
Oh.
I have been logged out of a Netflix account. Was that you? Or perhaps
no.
Lisa?
Oh,
or
no, I did think of you though, because my credit card expired on my Amazon profile. And I thought, well, Tyler's not gonna rent any more movies on my dollar.
Hey, will you send me your Netflix login? Pretty please.
How do you not have Netflix?
I don't know.
It you got actually, logged out. Honey, you were the Netflix that you had was your ex-boyfriend's Netflix.
I had a few logins and they're all logged out.
Oh, you really can't afford the $5.99 a month?
I'm not trying to. I can, but I'm not trying to. Thank you. You need to watch Luca, and I can't wait to hear what you think. The last thing I'll say about it is everybody here are little cycle babies. When I say it's my maybe
new
my
favorite?
My new favorite Pixar movie. Sorry.
I'm excited. Oh my God. This is actually like if it was real life and the world was completely back to normal, I would have seen it by myself in a movie theater like opening weekend. Can you believe I still haven't been back to a movie theater yet? It's on my list of things to do.
I still haven't gone out dancing.
Oh, honey.
It's a travesty.
Well, like I was saying earlier, I went to High Tops last night, which if those of you don't know, it's not really like a dancey kind of bar, but they were fucking playing Gaga and they played 3 Jesse Ware songs too. So I was just shimmy, shake, make the earthquake, heel turn, boot, stomp, stomp.
Oh my God.
That's a Shania Twain song.
Oh my God. It? I just got a package from Shania Twain because she announced her Vegas residency, or maybe she didn't, or she has one coming up. And I got a care package from her, and it was like all personalized, and it says, "Let's go, Tyler." And it's, da, 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 da. It's got like leopard print keychains and things, and it's complimentary tickets and stay to see Shania at some point this winter.
Remember when we... Listen, well, first of all, and say, remember
so are
when we
you
saw,
so are you coming?
Yes, bitch. I was gonna say, remember when we saw Shania Twain after the Seattle? Was it before or after the Seattle slumber party?
I don't know, but that was the night I fell asleep with Grindr still on, and my face like on my screen, and it was like doodle-loop, 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 doodle-loop.
That was the weekend that one of our other friends who came up to see Shania with us went to meet a Grindr boy, and then he came back and said that the boy had braces.
Braces is okay. You just have to disclose it ahead of time.
That's what I said. I said,
you can't, you cannot have peekaboo surprise braces. I am all for adult braces, adult Visalign, adult.
Yeah, what, honey.
Adult
self-care, self-confidence.
Teeth that are crooked, teeth that are
but
not crooked.
Let's be
own what you
about
have.
It.
Own what you have. Do not give us a reveal in the moment.
Were all his Grindr pictures like this?
Maybe.
It's me smiling, not showing teeth.
Thin-lipped bitch, no teeth. That's me.
Bitch. Well, anyways, back to Vegas. Yes, I want to go. Also, I mean, I guess Vegas is having residencies because I want to see Shania. I want to see Carrie Underwood. I want to see Katy Perry.
I have to say, remember, that was the weekend we saw Shania and we had the absolute worst tickets you could possibly have
for
the venue.
We were somehow behind the stage.
We were behind the stage and we couldn't really see her.
But we all got those cute, well, no, we were so far to the side slash behind the stage, we could see that she had the lyrics to her own songs, like scrolling. But is that just a thing, you think?
Every artist does that. Every artist.
Like a just in case?
Yes. Once I could see Pentatonix's screen and it was all boop, boop, deep, 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 deep,
deep. They had their boops, beeps, clicks, and whistles all.
It was all like, ooh, it's like, very, damn.
Cool.
Grammy incoming. Me when my grandma's running at me. Grammy incoming.
I didn't realize your grandma could run. Your grandma could run.
I don't know if she can. I could check up on that, but
yeah, text her right now. Actually, let's just dial her in.
Get her on the line. Can you run?
Yeah.
I'm not texting her that.
Okay, well, we could go back to talking about owl throw up if you'd rather.
No. Maybe ankle fleshlights or I think we've covered everything, really.
They make everything. If you can dream it, you can do it. They make everything's a fleshlight. Didn't you see the Shrek fleshlight?
A Shrek light. A Shresh light.
Shrek fleshlight.
Get out of my swamp ass. You know about swamp ass?
Get into my car and out of my dreams.
I think Shrek would have voted Republican.
Well, I don't know. Didn't that like king bitch come across a little Republican with like his arch nemesis? I've only seen two things, Shrek can be bad, but different.
I think wasn't he like totalitarian? Authoritarian, and I've then Shrek is giving Shrek a little one. Bit. Shrek is a little get out of my swamp, down with big government.
My mom loves that Puss in
Boots.
Whose
bed have your
though.
Boots been under? You know,
have you seen all the Shreks?
No.
Oh, wow. No, I can't believe you hate Cameron Diaz.
I don't. I think she really does what needs to be done. Cameron Diaz. I recently saw her in something, but I can't remember what.
Full Throttle?
Full Throttle. No, I don't think it was that. Cameron Diaz.
Is she in a John Waters movie that we're not aware of?
It's possible because we have been watching those. Let me look at her IMDb. She's really been up to stuff. Doing the most, doing the least.
I don't know. Has she had a movie since that Bad Teacher movie? Was that her? She really was Hollywood's it girl for a moment.
You can't call somebody that.
Didn't Jason Derulo have a song called It Girl?
Here's what it was. She was in The Mask. We just watched The Mask recently.
Does it hold up? All I remember is
I kind of just went to bed.
Oh, the dog puts on the mask at one point.
Yeah, it's a whole whodunit.
It's all...
It was a lot. It was something.
I'm just laughing. My brother had The Mask on VHS and he wore the shit out of that. It was his like favorite movie. God, I feel like I watched too much of The Mask.
To me, it was a time capsule of Jim Carrey comedy when I watched it. That was the biggest thing that I was noticing. I was like, oh God, we really don't do movies like Jim Carrey used to do.
Which is just like what, like armpit farting? You know, when they put their...
Yeah, it's like slapstick. If you were in the same room like as Jim Carrey in a movie, you would hate that human. You would put them on your close friends.
It was a lot of awooga.
Yeah.
Honk, honk.
I mean, it does what it needs to do as a movie form of entertainment, but as a real human, I think you would be affronted.
Exhausted, really.
So, there's that.
No, that's how Sue sees it. Hey, do you have anything else you want to discuss? Any other hot-hitting topics?
I think we touched everything that I wanted to touch.
You want to touch me?
No, thank you.
I am wearing a crop top.
I'm good on that one.
And actually, what you don't even know, I'm Donald Ducking. Got nothing on underneath, below the crop top.
What? You don't have underwear on right now?
I have nothing except for... It's just me and then my ankle fleshlights.
It's you and the music. Me versus me and what is it?
Me against the music?
Yeah.
Me.
I guess.
On the Floor by J-Lo? I don't know.
I don't know. And I don't want to know. What are you doing for the 4th of July?
I might be out of town. I don't know. I have to help my roommate move, and then I've got a new person moving in, and it's been a rough month. Listen, that fucking Mercury in retrograde was not nice.
Well,
it was drama.
I'm so sorry about that.
Thank you. Well, don't worry. The day that it finally went back to normal was the day I finally found a roommate. So God is good. Thanks, planets.
Jupiter.
Venus.
Well, Corey, I think that's it for today. Where can people find you?
You can find me with Polly Perrette watching Polly Pocket and talking about owl puke.
Mm.
While being full throttle.
Mm. You can find me in...
And Tyler, can they find you? I was just going to let it linger.
You can find me on the Discord in the movies section talking about Luca.
I can't wait.
Get ready to cry. Get ready to be moved. It's just like the seeing a queer plotline in a Disney Pixar movie.
I don't know
movie,
even there's a queer plotline. Don't spoil any of this.
Baby, that's the movie. Luca.
I don't
know
anything about it.
Okay, well, I want you to watch it, and I want you to tell me if you think it's a queer plotline.
Okay.
Okay.
Tune in next week to find out my thoughts.
Thank you. Okay, see y'all on the Discord. Thank you for supporting the Patreon. If you support the Patreon, you get access to the Discord, and we would love to have you over there. And,
And there's also still merch available through DFTBA. Go and pick out your Psychobabble merch. The pre-order stuff should be shipping soon. I think they said the beginning of July. So can't wait to see y'all.
Yeah, so that means if you get your order in right now, you get it with the first shipment right. The pre-order. So,
and I can't wait to see all of y'all wearing it and sending us cute pics. And I hope you love it. Okay. But that's it. All right, later. Love you. Bye. Thank you. We appreciate you all.
Have fun and happy Pride. Be safe. Drink water. Okay,
we did
bye.
It, Joe.
Later.